I mean, it's unbelievable what happened. They read about his foster mother and what she thought of him. I mean, it's unbelievable that this tragedy was allowed to happen.
I agree, and I think the government really made a mistake in this area, and I think that that's what scares me most is a lot of these legal gun owners are going to be targeted now who have
they are being,
in their demographic, they have the least amount of crimes of virtually any other
demographic. Yeah, but they tend to vote Republican. They tend to be white. Most gun crimes are occurring in what's euphemistically called the inner cities involving minorities, and they're the ones that Democrats generally are going to bend over backwards to protect, so you don't hear about mandatory prison sentences for people involved in gun crimes, say, in Albany, New York, or downtown Utica.
Yeah, well, obviously there's a lot of politics in it. It's interesting that so many of these people that commit the mass murders end up being Democrats, but the media doesn't talk about that either.
Talking to Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, unlike some of your colleagues, Republican colleagues like John Faso.